live from Mobile, Alabama, at Fairhope Stadium. It is PhiladelphiaEagles.com's coverage of the Senior Bowl. Bo Wolf here with Tony Pauline of DraftInsider.net, taking a look at the wide receiver DB one-on-ones for the South team. Jimmy Garoppolo, a quarterback. We saw him last week at the Shrine Game. They are throwing to the unnumbered receiver, who we do not know who that is, Tony. But now let's see what's going on the other side. Some Florida guys going on against each other.
You know, so far I think Garoppolo has really established himself, keeping the momentum going that we saw last week at the Shrine Game. That was really the first pass that he really missed badly. But for the most part, he's working well with new receivers, accuracy and timing. A lot of people so far impressed with Derek Carr. That was a drop there by Jordan Matthews, the number one receiver in the draft. But for the most part, Carr has put all of his passes right on the mark. So far, Derek Carr of Fresno State rated as the top quarterback in this game, starting off fast.
Matthews is the number one senior receiver in the class, not all receivers, right?
Absolutely. Number one senior receiver, number one receiver here.
All right, Aaron Colvin from Oklahoma pressing up against Cody Hoffman, the 6'3", 6'4" BYU receiver, going deep from Derek Carr coming our way. And a really nice play on the ball by Aaron Colvin.
You know, the thing about Colvin is he looked good in drills, but you see there he's a little bit slow mentally. I say that as he walks by me. He's a little bit slow reacting to receivers' moves, and you saw that Hoffman got the first step, but Colvin came back and made a nice play on the ball.
Really nice play on the ball by Colvin. Let's see Chris Davis, the hero of that Auburn-Alabama game, in press coverage here on the unnamed guy again. A little bit of a miscommunication. Carr, quarterback, Tony, he's the top quarterback here, as you said. Is he a first-round pick?
Well, talk to me by Wednesday because, you know, as I said in my preview at the PhiladelphiaEagles.com, you know, if he has the sort of week that his brother did in 2002 when his brother came here, just blew it up and established himself as the first pick of the draft, I think Derek Carr, the little brother, can cement himself as a mid to late first round pick.
On the other side there, Mike Davis doing a nice job getting past Walt Akins, but Akins with really impressive recovery speed to break the ball up. Coming our way. Great action there, Lavelle Westbrooks against Jordan Matthews. A drop by Jordan Matthews, a guy who was fed the ball a lot at Vanderbilt, but did have his fair share of drops.
And you know, Matthews is not that fast. He's more of a possession receiver, so he's got to hold on to that ball. It's a good play by Lavelle Westbrooks, who really caught fire this year, the cornerback from Georgia Southern, but that should be a mismatch in Matthews' favor, and he didn't come away with the pass.
Colvin against Hoffman, another rematch here. Garoppolo, quarterback. A nice wrap by Hoffman.
A nice pass by Garoppolo. You see, he doesn't make the receiver work hard. He's able to hit the receiver in stride. Receiver doesn't have to adjust backwards or slow up in his route. Terrific pass by Garoppolo.
Jalen Saunders against Walt Akins here. Walt Akins from small school Liberty. Pretty big corner, a physical corner. A guy who I think could maybe appeal to the Eagles in the mid-rounds.
And Saunders there, actually, who transferred to Oklahoma from Fresno State, run some good routes. You see him doing some push-ups there because that was a catchable pass that he just dropped.
Chris Davis now against the mystery man. A catch from the mystery man. Tony, where do you think the mystery man's going to go in the draft?
I'd like to find out who he is first, but he's run some good routes and he's catching the ball well. Chris Davis of Auburn, obviously most known for that the return of the missed field goal for the touchdown, which won the Iron Bowl and put Auburn in the national championship game. More of a return specialist than he is a defensive back.
Looking down the roster, I'm going to guess that the mystery man may be Ryan Grant from Tulane. What do you think about that?
Sounds good. Interesting. I mean, could be. I'm wondering why he's not wearing any Tulane headgear, especially with the school just a few hours away. You figured there'd be some Tulane fans here.
Now, a very interesting prospect at corner on the other side, Keith McGill from Utah, 24 years old, played safety earlier in his career, injured all of last year, moved to corner this year. He's just 6'3". He's a very tall corner and a guy who I think has the skill set that intrigues teams, especially on the heels of seeing guys like Richard Sherman be so successful in the league.
6'3", with really long arms. I think he had 34-inch arms, and he uses them well. Played, just improved almost weekly in 2013, which is a tribute to his rise up draft board. You see David Fales there of San Jose State, really the weakest armed quarterback here, struggles to make many of the throws.
Tony, stronger arm, David Fales or Tommy Rees?
David Fales.
All right, the mystery man again, once again, maybe Ryan Grant going up against Chris Davis. bit of an obstructed view. Davis and Press fails a quarterback. And the receiver slips. Pretty good coverage by Davis.
A little slip there out of his route. Probably would have come back and been able to make that reception.
Kevin Norwood of Alabama now running routes on the other side. What's the story on Norwood?
He's usually known as a sure-handed, reliable receiver, but he just dropped that one. A lot of drops from the receivers thus far today, even in drills, which have made the quarterbacks look not so good.
All right, fails a quarterback again. Colvin in coverage.
Matthews.
Jordan Matthews. Fails coming our way. In your face on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, the breakup by Colvin, but underthrown by Fails. Didn't really give Matthews a chance to make a play.
And again, you see Colvin getting beat off the line by half a step, and he's got to recover.
Walt Aikens showing that he can hang speed-wise with Jalen Saunders. Beat a little bit, a step behind, but he didn't. He had the recovery speed to make a play.
Absolutely. Saunders, not known as a speedster, a guy who's going to be a slot receiver return specialist in the NFL.
All right, Derek Carr, that quarterback once again, Cody Hoffman against Lavelle Westbrooks. A little handsy there from Westbrooks, but no flag thrown.
Not here. It would have been if it was Sunday afternoon, though.
Nice contest. Good catch by Mike Davis, but good contest by the Florida cornerback.
You know, Mike Davis has got good length, and you're watching that. He uses his hands to get separation. It doesn't push off, but he, you know, hand combat at the line of scrimmage to get separation, come free, and make himself an available target.
Jalen Watkins, the Florida corner, last play of the drill here as Carr forces it into Jordan Matthews. Good coverage by Chris Davis, trying to prove that he could be a corner, not just a return man.
And what you're seeing here in the press coverage is how did the receivers use their hands to basically keep the defender away and get separation. You know, you can't hold the guy, you can't throw him to the ground, but you can fight with your hands and ward him off with your hands. And I think Mike Davis of Texas did that very well, where Jordan Matthews of Vanderbilt did not.
All right, that wraps it up for the first part of our coverage here from PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Plenty more to come down here at the Senior Bowl. This is the Monday practice for the North team at Fairhope Stadium. For Tony Pauline of DraftInsider.net, I'm Bo Wolf for PhiladelphiaEagles.com.